Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Astrodome is set for a potential billion-dollar comeback with entertainment venues, hotels, and much more. They kind of showed this and laid out.
Is this potential or is this for real?
It's potential. It's potential. I don't think it's for real yet.
You tease me, man.
They got to. You know, obviously they got to find $1 billion how to pay for it. But I am interested from the people, interested from you two, because obviously there is some sentimental value with the Astrodome, and then there's some like, dude, we got to do something. Like, we got to do something in this thing. But what's your thoughts? Because I've heard different people swaying back to. I heard Sean said I'm a tear it down guy. I haven't heard Lopez today, but I would imagine from the Lopez that I know, he's closer to the tear it down guy. And many people excited, maybe going the other way. What's your feelings on kind of renovating the Astrodome and maybe potentially going at least with something like this?
The tear it down guys can kiss my ass.
Okay, all right.
I'm a fan. I sat in the Astrodome. I was an Astro buddy. I've been on the turf. I hope you don't know what it is that you're young ass. You sit over and wait till I get done, kiddo. In high school, you hope to get to a state championship to be able to play in a dome.
Is that where those were played?
Yeah, at one point. And there's just a lot of history there. And when we're faced with, okay, it's there, right? It's there right now. And I think you made a great point, Ron. The truth of the matter is, like, I went to Philly and watched the Army-Navy game. And I'm going to tell you, that is a cool, obviously the stadium, whatever, but the ability to walk out of that stadium and walk to, like, venues and huge open-air sports entertainment type places is an unbelievable experience. It's great. Been in New England, the Patriots, same deal. They've got, I mean, it's just crazy what's all around those stadiums. And you look at NRG Stadium, and there's nothing. I mean, there's, and no offense, but I mean, you leave the rodeo and you go to a hotel bar to have a good night. I mean, I've had a good time there too. But you,
what, like, hotel bar?
The one in the park. I can't even think of the name of the little small one, relatively speaking, across the parking lot. Right? It's just slam packed, and it's so, which was fun when you're 22 years old and you're chasing gals, but like right now I ain't got no interest in going over there. You leave a game, you take your ass straight home, or you got to get on a train and a trolley or whatever the hell it's called and go.
Now you don't take your ass straight home. You sit in tons of traffic.
Yeah. So here's the deal. It's there, right? And because they haven't made a decision to this point, right now you have the option to somehow intertwine history and the history of the dome and everything that it has, and upgrade it and give everybody the opportunity to do what all these other places have out there, whether it's hotels, or concert venues, or bars, or restaurants, whatever. But you can do all that you want to do, and you can do it while embracing the history of one of the coolest things Houston had to offer back in the day. I think it's great.
All right, Tyler, you've been around. What's your thought? Are you team tear it down, or are you team do something with it like this project they're talking about?
Tear that POS to the ground, man. And I don't say that lightly. I agree with a lot of what Clint just said about what the Astrodome was. What it was. Right now, it is just a home for feral cats and disease. And this thing is an eyesore. It takes up, obviously, a massive amount of space. Leave the history of Houston in the history. Leave the past in the past, man. It's a big expenditure. for something you don't even know is going to be successful, and you haven't done it to this point, so why now? Tear that thing down. Do something else with that space.
Multiple people texting in. I voted to tear it down. We voted to tear it down twice. It should already be gone. A lot of great high school games were played in the Dome. I'm all for renovating the Dome. Would love to see it happen, but if it's not going to happen, then tear it down and create tailgate, more tailgate space, and because that thing's an absolute eyesore coming from the text line. Listen, this is just my thing, right? NRG, that has to be one of the largest, if not the largest, people attraction in the city, right? Like, in terms of, hey, we can attract people. Like, we can have a lot of people in this space, right?
I would say with football and rodeo.
Football, rodeo, concerts.
Alone, you don't, I mean, every other venue pales in comparison. Right.
But that's the place where you can gather. Like, in a city, it makes no sense to me to have your biggest place that attracts people and to not have anything around it to take advantage of potential revenue. That's the part to me. If you're going to tear it down to make more tailgating spaces, to me, I mean, I get that. I don't walk out there and think you need more tailgating spaces. But if you renovated that thing we saw that casino they had downtown in Cleveland. Like, if you renovate, now I know that's not, gambling and it's not legal Texas. But, like, if you had that and had bars and restaurants and things that could bring revenue, one, it's jobs and it's revenue to the city, and people would go to games. Like, Tyler, you said you're not sure if it'll work. I think people would come out of rodeo or before rodeo, go to games before or after, and they would go into these bars. If this was another, like, the Heights, you could put the Heights, you could put all of those entertainment districts all together inside of it. That place would bring in revenue and money and would be jumping, and it would just make sense because you got thousands of people coming out of a place to then go somewhere and spend money. Like you do, like Minute Maid. I'm sure all Minute Maid and Toyota Center, all of the businesses around it, have gained so much because it's right there, and people come out and they're going to spend money.
Well, the reality of it is even if they tear it down, they're going to spend $1 billion building stuff back in there.
Yeah, so you're going to spend money tearing it down.
It's not the money. Like, to me, it's like there's going to be significant dollars spent building whatever the hell they build there, unless they did just make it a parking lot, which now we're back to the same thing of go to a game and go home. Go to a concert, go home. Like, there's not, like, you're not offering the same things that other big cities offer around their football stadiums. And to me, that would be silly. I agree. Like, my thought on it, to be honest with you, is not like a renovation of the Dome. Like, the Dome in some kind of open air, like just the Dome with some kind of open air mall, venue, restaurant area where you could walk under. That's just the visual of a piece of the Dome still being there is all I'm talking about. I'm not talking about renovating the seats and the sides and everything that's.
Seats in my man cave.
And look at this guy.
No, I'm just saying, but like Tyler, if you went to a game, tell me, if you went to a game or a rodeo concert and it was casinos and it was restaurants and bars, you and Megan wouldn't find your way over there afterwards.
Oh no, I'm not saying I'm sure it's possible that would definitely go down.
I'm sure,
but
it's possible. Like, I'm just saying, like, it's like, to me, in Kansas City, it's the dumbest thing. The Chiefs and the Royal stadiums are in the same plot. The only thing around it is a Denny's and gas stations.
That's the same way it is in Green Bay, Lambeau. There's literally a couple of small bars.
I mean, but at least there's a bar. Literally, there's a Denny's and a gas station.
Oh yeah.
there is Fellowship of Christian Athletes, a Denny's, and a gas station.
I bet that Denny's is the top grossing Denny's in America.
I'm sorry, there's a Drury Inn as well. That is what they have. And yes, there's a jumping Taco Bell inside one of those gas stations. It's the silliest thing in the world to me. Yep. When you walk out of Minute Maid, I mean, you could see, like, Ito is jumping. Like, you could see everybody falling into those spots pre- and post-game.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4,
charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.